Next, I'm going to talk about how action potentials travel through the heart. In other words, what pattern do they follow as they move through the heart? Because action potentials in a normal beating situation do not move through the heart randomly. Instead, they move in a very prescribed manner through specific structures that are located in the heart. And I also want to remind you that the brain communicates with the heart by way of the vagus nerve. If you remember the vagus nerve from AMP1, it's one of the cranial nerves, and it's one of the few cranial nerves that is it's called the vagus nerve because it travels, so to speak, throughout the body. It goes into the chest cavity and even into the abdominal cavity, which is very unusual for a cranial nerve. Most of them are going to the head, or in some cases, the neck and shoulders. All right, so the brain can communicate with the heart by way of the vagus nerve. And the vagus nerve will carry both sympathetic and parasympathetic messages with it. So both fight or flight type of messages and rest and relaxation types of messages. So you can kind of think of the vagus nerve as containing an on switch for the heart and an off switch for the heart. And when I say off switch, I don't mean that the heart stops beating altogether under the influence of parasympathetic stimulation, but it does slow down quite a bit, as opposed to speeding up under sympathetic. Now, the vagus nerve is going to connect to a spot in the heart. It's called the sinoatrial node, or the SA node. And this node is located in the right atrium. It's in the wall of the right atrium, and it's called the pacemaker, because what this little cluster of cells does, it's a modified cluster of cardiac cells, and what it does is it sets the pace of the heartbeat. So you've probably heard that heart cells can contract spontaneously on their own. If you take heart tissue and you put it in a petri dish with enough nutrients, it will continue to beat for a period of time. However, the brain can cause the heart to beat faster or slower by way of the vagus nerve, and it does so through the sinoatrial node, which is called the heart pacemaker. And what the other way to think about the sinoatrial node is that it initiates a contraction. So it starts the contraction sequence and in that way acts as a pacemaker. From the sinoatrial node, the action potential will spread through both of the atria, and it will secondly go to another node, which is located right between the atria and the ventricles. This is called the atrial ventricular node, or the AV node. And the AV node actually slows the progress of the action potential. It kind of slows it down. And this is important because it allows, by slowing the action potential down, it allows the atria to complete their contraction and to push as much blood as possible from the atria into the ventricles. So that's the AV node. That's where the action potential is going to go second. And it does actually slow the action potential down briefly. From the AV node, the action potential is going to travel down the interventricular septum, which is that piece of cardiac muscle that separates the right and the left ventricle. And the actual pathway that the action potential follows is called the atrioventricular bundle. It's also sometimes called the bundle of His, H-I-S. And sometimes it's called the bundle branches because it starts out as one pathway and then it splits into two pathways that run parallel along close to each other down that interventricular septum. And these specialized fibers are going to carry the action potential through this interventricular septum until they get to the apex of the heart, which is, you can kind of think of as the tip of the heart. And once they get to that spot, the action potential will then transfer to another type of specialized fibers, which are called the Purkinje fibers. And the Purkinje fibers are going to go up along the outer walls of the ventricles. And as the action potential travels up the Purkinje fibers, it causes the ventricles to contract. And they're going to contract from the bottom or the apex of the heart upward in kind of a squeezing motion in a wave, so that the blood at the near the apex of the heart, which is the inferior portion, the lower portion, is going to be squeezed upward through the ventricles and then forced out either the aorta or the pulmonary trunk, depending on whether it's the left or the right ventricle that we're talking about. So the Purkinje fibers are the last fibers that carry the action potential and cause the ventricles to contract.